Now, we move down in this psalm, and I do want to move down to the very end of it. In verse 22, they're in deep trouble now, and we see them actually in the time of great trouble. The enemy is raging against them. That little horn that Daniel mentioned, that Daniel says will wear out the saints of the Most High. They're in trouble. These are Jewish saints, and he makes war with them to overcome them. And they are warned not to fight back. And they refuse the mark of the beast, and they've been killed in large numbers, and they're crying out to God. This is the darkest moment, I think, in the history of the world. And listen now to verse 22. Yea, for thy sake are we killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. That's not quite a picture of the church right now, would you say? There are some suffering, and there's some suffering for Christ's sake, too, by the way. And there are many today, I think, that are. But by and large, the church is not in this position. But the nation Israel will be, that is the remnant. And I want to keep that very clear. We're talking about the remnant. And when we talk about the church, we're not talking about the total number of church members, our total number of churches. Verse 23, he says, awake, why sleepest thou, O Lord? Arise, cast us not off forever. Here is a cry for God to wake up, as it were. Well, God is not asleep. It's in their desperation that they do this. At the time that the Maccabees came to the foreground in Israel, and this is between the Old and New Testament, and that, by the way, as far as the past is concerned, was probably the time that they suffered more than they have at any time in their past history. But it'll be nothing compared to the Great Tribulation period. And they had then a group of priests that were called the Wakers. And they were the ones that cried out to God. And they raised the cry of prayer, wake, why sleepest thou, O Lord? And in that day, they felt like God was asleep. But John Hyrcanus, one of the great Maccabees, had this to say to them. He says, does the deity sleep? Hath not the scripture said, behold, the keeper of Israel slumbereth and sleepeth not? And that, by the way, broke up that group of the Wakers. You don't have to ask God to wake up, but certainly there are times you feel like it, and the people at this time will feel that way. Listen to them. Awake, why sleepest thou, O Lord? Well, he's not asleep. He's getting ready to move. Arise, cast us not off forever. Wherefore hidest thou thy face, and forgettest our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust. Our belly cleaveth unto the earth. Arise for our help, and redeem us for thy mercy's sake. Now, this is a cry that comes probably at the darkest moment in the history of this world. And it's at this time the king comes. This is the time that he breaks through.